News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
I'm joined by Gabia Gadavascacha, who is BBC Dublin correspondent, to bring us up to speed on some of the stories that you may not have seen and to give analysis on some that you may have. We start with, and we're going to be talking to the Minister, Patrick O'Donovan, Minister for Arts, Culture, Communications, Media and Sport, just after 8 o'clock, by the way, about his statements that if the EU can't come to a coherent consensus in respect of keeping kids off social media, Ireland will go its own way. But we are starting off with a story relating to social media platforms. Meta is ending its end-to-end encryption for DMs.
Yes, so Anton, you'd want to be careful of whatever messages you're sending on Meta platforms. And this is ultra-private direct messages. And that's end-to-end encryption on messages. That's effectively a major U-turn by the parent company Meta, which previously championed the tech as the gold standard for user privacy. It is the most secure form of online messaging because it allows only the sender and the recipient to view messages, but it's been a long time opposed by campaigners who says it allows extreme content to be spread online without the authorities being able to intervene. So this means that Meta's decision has been welcomed by groups, including children's charities, but condemned by privacy advocates. So by switching off that end-to-end encryption, Instagram is going to be able to access all the content of direct messages, including images, videos and voice notes. And in 2019, listeners will remember they pledged to introduce the technology across messaging on Facebook and Instagram, saying, quote, the future is private. So it still is private, just not to the same extent as it was before.
Now, I have a tendency towards cynicism, so maybe I'm wrong on this, but obviously it could be that Meta is trying to go along with what the campaigners want and be altruistic. The other possibility, I assume, is that if you want to train a whole lot of AI models, the more content you can get, the better, and this may be useful for that.
That could be perhaps one of their reasons for doing it. Look, I think they're feeling a lot of pressure from all directions, especially when it comes to child safety in particular, not just from Ireland, but other countries as well, to try and, you know, we even saw the social media companies at the Oireachtas Committee yesterday, and they're talking about how, you know, we have the safeguards in place and so on. TDs and senators not really buying it. So I think we're probably going to see some measures being taken similar to this one across the other companies as well. But of course, people who advocate for civil liberties and so on say, look, they're not a very big fan.
Some of that evidence was interesting, to say the least. I mean, addictive, us, harmful content, me. It was very, very brave testimony. As I say, we'll be talking to the minister a little bit later on. Secondly, opinion poll out now for the by-election in Galway West, revealing a bigger support for the status quo than we might have thought.
Yes. So look, I think a bit of a health warning on this, because of course, in by-elections, you have to get 50% plus one of the vote. So first preferences are important and they're very useful for getting a temperature check on the constituency. But ultimately, it's the transfers that's going to dictate how it all plays out. So this is the first opinion poll that we have on either of the by-elections, one in Galway West and one in Dublin Central, of course. So Sean Kine, who's former Minister of State, he's now a Fine Gael senator. He's on 17% of first preferences. And then he's followed by Noel Thomas of Independent Ireland on 16%, and Labour councillor Helen Ogaboo, she's on 12%. Now, Méadhnigh Fuinneolach of the Social Democrats, she is, you know, a front runner there, I think, as well as Noel Thomas. She's on 9%. Fianna Fáil's Cillian Cain is on 8%. Mike Hubbard, who Galway mayor, and Sinn Féin's Mark Lowen there on 7%. Now, again, it all comes down to those transfers, and that poll does also have second preferences, interestingly. But I think, look, it does give us a bit of an idea as to what voters are thinking in the region. But ultimately, it all comes down to transfers. So first preferences might look a certain way, but then when they're all counted, we might get a very different result.
And when is the actual date for the by-election? End of this month? Is that what
the
it
22nd
is?
The 22nd of May, yes.
22nd.
Yeah.
Now, a French professor has set a precedent that I think we should all follow in finding a novel way to win a prize.
You're inciting mischief there, Anton. So look, you know, Florent Moncler, he's from Eastern France. He was decorated with the gold medal of philology in 2016 at a ceremony held at the National Assembly in Paris, attended by ministers and Nobel laureates. But the prize,
very prestigious award.
The prize was a fiction, and as was the body that supposedly awarded it, the International Society of Philology, both apparently dreamed up by Moncler to burnish his academic credentials. Now, philology is the study of language through texts. Now, the prosecutor who's in charge of this of the inquiry, he says it's such an unlikely tale. It could be out of a film. The university where he was employed for 20 years has suspended him indefinitely. And I do want to get in his right of reply, if you will. Now, according to Le Monde newspaper, the police came to search his house in February of this year. And he said to them, I suppose it's about the medal. And then he told them he ordered it from a jeweller for about €250. And then he said, it's not a con. It's an attempt to set up a new distinction in the world of academia, an attempt that failed. Of course, Nobel Prize, very prestigious, very hard to get. And, you know, people want prizes and they're looking for other ways to try and obtain
some. And he makes a fine point. I'm sure the people who subsequently won the award would have benefited from the fact that it existed. Listen, to wrap us up then, hassle over a single-sex toilet in a Educate Together school. Aon Thú leader Padraig Tobin weighing in, describing it in an article in the Mail as part of a crackpot ideology that has taken hold in decision making in government and its departments.
Yes, so it's 1,000 student Educate Together and they're facing backlash because they've made the decision to use mixed sex toilets. Parents have stated that this disregards the privacy of girls and the decision is disgraceful. Now the school's new design features a gender neutral bathroom block on each of the four floors.
And parents quoted and teachers quoted as saying things like, good luck with trying to adjust your bra or even having a cry because you are a teenager full of hormones without any privacy.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting story today and we'll have to see, do other schools take it up? But I think certainly backlash there from parents and unhappiness from politicians as well.
Gabby, thank you very much. Gabby Gadavascacha, BBC's Dublin correspondent.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.